Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. 17 minutes it is, just after 2. Gave you the sounds of Muso Worship coming out from the news. Untikani Jesu. Jesu Untikani is the title of the song. And I said to the family that when we come back, I'll be talking to Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We'll be with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany UNL says hello as we say bye-bye. He will be with you up until 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, he takes you through with Spectrum. And let me greet Muruti on the line. Muruti, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, and you, this is Bongile and Radio Pulpit family.
Ah, we are so blessed. Always awesome to hear you talking to us. We know we're going to learn something. We know we're going to be empowered. We know that we need to be ready. It's time to do something as the body of Christ whenever you hear your voice. So today we're talking CRL nominations by COGTA. And somebody might be asking, hey, what is CRL? Maybe there are others who do not know about the CRL, who they are and what's happening right there. I wonder, but I'm expecting everybody to know by now who CRL is and or what CRL is or who COGTA is as well. Muruti, let's start there and then come to the nominations part.
Okay, thank you once more. This is Bongile and Radio Pulpit family for affording us an opportunity, you know, to learn, you know, and educate, you know, on this wonderful radio station that always empowers us as the body of Christ. Yeah, so CRL Commission is part of the Chapter 9 institutions in the constitution of our country. And, you know, the purpose of the Chapter 9 institution, you know, it's according to Section 181 of the Constitution. It says is to strengthen constitutional democracy in the Republic, and CRL is part of those Chapter 9 institutions. It's like, you know, those Chapter 9 institutions, you remember, I think it's Chapter 2, yeah, or the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, where it spells out the rights that the citizens have in the country. And within those rights, there are those rights that pertain to, you know, the religious practices, cultural practices, and linguistic communities, and then issues where the rights are there. But now what happened with the draft of the Constitution, they said, okay, this is a list of the rights that people have. And with every right that are available there in the Bill of Rights, there are different sectors that are represented by those rights. And then now with the CRL, we'll deal with the aspect that deals with culture, aspects that deal with your religious issues or the issues of faith and the issues of language. So CRL, what it does is to ensure that, you know, those rights are not just information.
Yeah.
You know, but and nothing is done about it. It's like it's the conscience both to the different sectors of government as well as different communities as to what must happen, you know, in culture. Like when people feel like, no, but their cultural expressions are attacked or they are not fully expressed, then the CRL will look into those things. Issues of, you know, freedom of religion and the practice of religion, where people feel like, but we are religious people, but we feel like we are being undermined on issues of our faith and so on. Then the CRL will attempt to matters like that. Issues of language, where you remember recently, sign language was added, you know, to the 11 languages, is the 12th official language in issues of language. And then you see even the Khoisan community, they are still lobbying to ensure that their language is recognized by the constitution and issues like that. So issues of that matter, you know, where culture, religious practices and language issues are being handled by the CRL Commission, and to ensure that at least, you know, your Section 15 freedom of rights, religion and so on are taken care of. Otherwise, we'll have a situation where we know we have rights, but where they are violated or we are clueless about them and so on, nobody will, you know, will make sure that he makes follow-up. Because one of those things that CRL does is to advise all organs of state on issues that pertain to these three aspects that they are dealing with, to say, hey, guys, but the language of these people, like there are incidences where people feel like, but hey, we speak one language and so on. Maybe I want to express myself in Soto, maybe in corps or whatever sector of government, and a person feels like, no, I capillate this core or English, and so on. And a person does not fully express themselves. And CRL will say, you know, conscientize those sectors to say, let this person speak in their language. Or, you know, where, like, there's a problem generally in the country which we have seen, you know, as we interface with CRL and issues of the country, you know, that especially on issues of the faith as well, especially the church, you know, church-related issues, there's still a knowledge gap and understanding, you know, I mean, from the commission itself and parliament. You listen to their utterances sometimes and you say there's a lot of knowledge gap as far as issues of the faith, especially your Pentecostal charismatic churches and so on. Issues in the judiciary where matters of faith are being adjudicated, you know, there's a lot of ignorance that is happening there, even in the executive, where now we don't get a fair share of our rights, you know, represented. I remember one political party, I once received a call from one political party, and the person from that party said, oh, but we are like asking for your vote and so on. And I asked questions like, but guys, I hardly see your political party, you know, dealing with issues of the faith and, you know, fighting for the rights. So as far as I'm concerned, you are not talking to my issues. So if I'm to give you a vote, you know, what is it for? Because I don't draw value on issues that I hold dear for myself, issues of the faith. And it's like, no, but you understand issues of religion and so on, how complicated they are. And I said, but they are spelled there in the Bill of Rights. So if I'm to appoint you or assign you there with my vote, I'm saying represent my issues there.
Yeah.
And if you don't represent them, who am I voting for? What am I voting for? Because you don't value my values. And that's right, I'm compromised. Why they vote for such? And so issues like that, you know, why? Because there's a vast, you know, knowledge gap and understanding, and those rights are not attended to. So CRL is a primary stakeholder who provides oversight and brings education and clarity on things like that. But we haven't really released the potential of what CRL is and what, you know, the drafters of the Constitution had in mind based on where we come from. You know, where other people were feeling like that their religious expressions of the faith and so on, they are not well respected and articulated and things like that. So that's where CRL comes in to say, okay, let's, you know, make use of this. And this is something that is instituted by the Constitution to say, to make sure that, you know, these issues of faith and so on are attended to.
All right. So now there are nominations made there for public by COGTA. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Now, with every term, you know, of the change of administration, you know, there's these nominations that happen with the commission. Now, with the CRL commission, there are two sides to the CRL commission. There's a part where you are dealing with commissioners. And commissioners come in as in with every administration. They are somehow like a board of some kind, or people who are responsible to engaging different communities on issues that relates to culture, you know, your religious and linguistic issues, you know, engaging communities and so on. Those are commissioners. And there's also the part that is executive, which is the more technical side. So with the nomination, it doesn't mean moving that executive office, you know, led by the CEO, Mr. Mafaza, and the other team, the technical team.
Mm.
But it's this group that engages other communities on different issues, who are sourcing information, hearing people out on concerns that affect them, and so on. So it is that aspect, you know, of the commission, which now nominations are taking place. So there's a the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs has advertised for the nominations. They are calling forth on communities, you know, within the cultural, religious, and linguistic groups, you know, to say, bring forth now your nominations of people you would want to be on board, you know, as the new administration of commissioners who will be looking into those issues that are affecting those three sectors that CRL is dealing with. So they have made an advert to say, nominate people. And they have come up with criteria as to what kind of people they should be. You know, issues like they should be, firstly, South African citizens. So if you are not a South African citizen, you cannot be nominated to be part of the commissioners. People who are fit for office, to hold that office, you know, they should not have issues. And another thing, there are objects of the commission, meaning these core values that CRL subscribe to, you know, be a person who's ready to make sure issues like bringing peace within communities on issues of culture, issues of religion, and issues of language, making sure that you lobby to make sure that their rights are protected, and issues like that as spelled both in the Constitution, Section 185 of the Constitution and the CRL Act, you know, of 2002, and as well as just like possessing sufficient knowledge experience in promoting and protecting cultural, religious, and linguistic rights and nation building. Because what they want to achieve there is to make sure that there's harmony, because we live in a, you know, nation that is diverse in culture, you know, religiously, and in language, so that at least there's peace and there's a flow of things within the context of the country, that even if people are different, but at least let there be peace, let there be, you know, respect. Yes, you are different, but can we at least respect one another, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, and in terms of language, we should not undermine each other based on languages and so on. And there are those people as well, you know, that is Section 9 of the Act, which speaks to specifically requirements that make sure that at least possess knowledge around those things. And then if you have knowledge around those things, then you will make the work of the commission so efficient. And there are those disqualifications, I mean, things that will disqualify that are spelled in Section 10 of the very Act. You know, people like you want to serve in the commission, but you still have issues of hating other races, you know, your ethnicity issues, your gender and religious crimes and so on, as the court determines. If a court can determine that you have issues of hatred, then therefore you cannot hold that office. And, you know, the chairperson of the commission is appointed by the president, you know, and that commission comprises of at least not less than 11 people. Commissioners. So it's like you're 11 up, but not more than 17. So between above 11, but not more than 17. Yeah, because there are different commissioners, because each commissioner is tasked with a responsibility to measure on one of the sectors. And as they meet as a collective, at least they cover a wider scope on these issues to make sure that those rights are adequately attended to, and complaints that are related to those things are really covered.
Sure, Moruti. Now, I'm wondering, as I'm listening to you talking about each commissioner, and oh, I'm wondering, somebody might have thought, le Moruti a kanka mo vote la musa ka nominate my man. So, how should the nominations go, and who is eligible for nomination?
Yeah, now, that aspect of South African citizen, the aspect of knowledge and experience in the in dealing with people, you know, within those sectors is very much important. And as requirements, you know, the details of a nominee are needed as to who the person is that you are nominating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing that is important, the particulars of that nominee as to their involvement in cultural, religious, or linguistic affairs. It's like a person within that scope. Don't just get anybody, but you see, this is a person who's passionate on the issues of, you know, cultural issues, religious issues, linguistic, and that person is like an active participant on those issues. So those particulars, you need to highlight them to say, oh, this person is like this. You know, this is a person you see, you know, who's in terms of knowledge and experience has been engaging in such things. And the other thing is the knowledge, like I was highlighting. You don't only say it's a person who's involved, but as well as they do have the knowledge and experience on issues that are relevant to those issues of culture, religion, and linguistic affairs. And also, they are passionate about nation building. They are not divisive, you know, with that understanding. And there's a set date there to make sure that if you see that kind of a person, then you must make submissions of your nomination, you know, by the 17th, at least, of May 2024 at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there's address there from the Department of Traditional Affairs. Their office is in 509 Pretoria Street at a building called Tenkadia Building on Pretoria Street, the second floor in Pretoria. And there's a private bag number there in case you are using the post office, private bag X22 Acadia Pretoria, Pretoria, and area code is 0083. So the nomination should not be later than the 17th. So it's very much important that we make sure that we bring those, you know, names ahead. And the important thing is there are forms, you know, to use there for nominations and so forth. And then at the end of the program, then I'll issue my number so that whoever are looking for those forms.
Yeah.
But if you cannot access me, you can go to that office, you know, to look for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then other details that you need, you know, at least contact me so that you can have full information in the interest of time with the program. So that is what is happening in terms of nominations.
All right, Moruti. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you, because there's a question that one might be asking. Hey, it seems so hard. All that Moruti has been talking about, where do I start? What do I do? It seems so hard. Yeah. And every time we hear about these things, they seem so hard. Why should I participate? Let others do this. Let's talk about the importance of others, of all of us actually getting involved, hands on deck. We're coming back.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at the time, 20 minutes just before we say hello to Germany. Johan Els on something else. Do remember that he's with you up until 4, and at 4 o'clock he continues with you up until 6 on Spectrum. Then afterwards, it's Tuesday Live with Pastor Ray Lekhodi. Right now, I am with Pastor Lucas Ngosi right here on Heart to Heart. And we're talking about the CRL nominations that are there that you, my family, need to know about and get involved. Muruti, I just said get involved. Why do we need to be involved in all these? Sometimes you call us for whatever indaba. We need to know about the bills that are being passed whenever there's this and that, and you make us aware of this, and we need to be part of it. Somebody says, why do we need to be part of it when we realize that, no, the sink is shipping, the ship is sinking. Hey, yeah, Lilimine, the ship is sinking. So why do we need to get involved, Muruti?
Yeah, it's very much important. And I appreciate that question, yeah, which is key. Yeah, you know, to our conversation. Yeah, there's something really that the church needs to be alive to. Yeah, you know, I'm remembering the story of Esther. You know, in Esther chapter 4, verse 14, where Mordecai is talking to Esther. You know, because Esther was in a good proximity to influence change. And then where she was next to the policymaker, and to influence the direction and save the nation. But all that she was doing, she's been passive, enjoying, you know, the drama of being, hey, Madam Queen, and so on and so on, but not understanding, you know, the role and the contribution she would make if she would be alive to what is happening and the nature of the threats and the challenges that we're facing, you know, the people of God, the children of Israel. And then she could not. But thank God, you know, for Uncle Mordecai, you know, to conscientize her that it's your role and your proximity to decision maker is very much important. You know, use that leverage to influence policy, to influence change, and so on. You are not just there, you know, Okavisa, you know, Leblomo Lelibila, and so forth. You know, like the church in our country. You know, there's so much that the church can do. You know, if the church can be alive and conscious to who they are in the country, and as well as in terms of numbers, you know, to influence change, we can have what we want by May 29, you know, in the direction in our favor. But we're carrying power that we don't understand. And politicians understand our power more than we do. That's why, come elections time, they go to churches, you know, to lobby and things like that. Because it's an Esther who's having power but does not understand the kind of power that they carry. So remember Jesus said, we must go and make disciples of nations. The church's responsibility is to disciple a nation. And the way to disciple means to be an educator of the nation. It means we are the ones who must tell the nation what needs to be done. And moreover, with the power, now when you read the Constitution, it speaks of us as citizens. You know, the preamble there starts with we, the people of South Africa, you know, and then from there, it's setting the tones that whatever you see in the content of the Constitution, you know, the power behind it is we, the people of South Africa, Now, the people you see as the executive from the president, you know, and his cabinet, the people you see in parliament, you know, and the judiciary that we have, what legitimizes their function is we, the people. The president is not the president for himself, and he's not the president for the party that he belongs to. But the president is the president of we, the people. And then, secondly, the judiciary, like from the chief justice, they are not there to do their things. They are doing what they are doing on behalf of we, the people.
Yeah.
And thirdly, even parliament representatives, they are not there for their own parties. They are there for we, the people. And guess what? In terms of numbers, statistically, you know, people who represent the faith that we are in, and then the larger collective of we, the people, are the people in the church, you know. And then South Africa generally, we are religious people and so forth. So the religious sector can set the tone to say, this is the direction we want the country to go to. But unfortunately, according to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The problem with the church in South Africa is lack of knowledge, and secondly, irresponsibility. You know, we lack knowledge as to what does it mean.
How do we get involved, all of that,
And as part of discipling a nation, you know, that we have responsibility to make sure that this nation is well discipled. They need to know on health issues, on issues of education, that they know how to do things. We should tell the president, this is what we want in terms of health, in terms of service delivery. We should tell the judiciary that, hey, guys, pass laws, adjudicate laws, make sure that your administration of law is made in such a way that pleases us as the people. Don't do your thing over there. Okay. We must tell parliament what to do. Sometimes we come on board to say there are laws that are being passed. Please rise up, and we lobby the church to say, hey, do something about this. Because if something becomes a law, it will affect you.
For 8 years, laws, it might take very long to reverse that. Sure.
Yeah, and we, it's a problem. So if we don't get involved, we are being irresponsible, and God will judge us that he has given us responsibility over South Africa, and all that we are thinking about is our individual selves and as well as the so-called our churches and ministries and so forth.
Sure.
Our greater purpose and mandate. Jesus did not say, go ye and make a disciple of your street corner or your local church. He said, disciple a nation. So the mandate is the nation is national. So whatever we do as individual and, you know, as our local church, it must have a nation in mind to say, okay, how do we translate this into our contribution in shaping our nation and so forth. So it's very much important. And then, you know, the third part, like I hinted earlier, is that there's knowledge gap in the judiciary. Cases that pertain to faith issues are not properly handled in the judiciary, as your rights of religion, you know, and your culture, at least with culture, I see this strife, because people who are cultural activists, they are doing a good job in the language part and so on. But on the religious sector, you know, from the judiciary, the courts are not handling, you know, issues that protects the rights of people and their faith properly, because there's ignorance. I've seen, I followed one case, particular case, and I could tell that the judge who was presiding over that case is ignorant on religious matters, and which is something that needs to be lobbied.
Okay.
And I raised it as well with, you know, the CEO at CRL at some point. You know, you listen to parliament handling issues of faith. There's knowledge gap and injustice. The rights, you know, on faith issues, they don't get attention and volume like all these other things that pertain to other sectors. Issues, even the executive, listen to them talking on faith-related issues. You know, there's so much that is not happening. And, you know, you can't blame them because of these are the things that they don't prioritize. And the people who must prioritize them are in ignorance or are abdicating responsibility. All they want is to rush to heaven. Sure. When God, the word of God says, you know, the highest heavens belongs to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men to administrate his affairs on earth. And we should pray that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have responsibility to make sure that as things are in heaven, how God feels about different things, you know, that are in heaven, which are on earth.
We
need to attend to them.
Sure. You're taking us to the scripture that says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's where that's upon the church. And I'm reminded that in the past, the clergy were right above the judiciary, right above parliament. And so it's time for us to rise again and play a role. Muruti, I can hear that your Muruti is so passionate about this and we need to get involved. I wish we had more time to engage on this. But time is not on our side yet again today. But thank you so much. So we have up until the 17th, which means that we have 10 days now to do the nominations. For those who'd like to know more, how do they get hold of Muruti Lukasi? Because you did mention that if we don't go to the building there, go Pretoria, but we can call you. How do we do that?
Yeah, for all who need more information, especially with the forms and more detail on this, please send me a WhatsApp message to 078-910-2593.
078? Sure. Oh, yes, sir. And you'll make sure?
Okay, we'll make sure that all the information that you need as to what all that we've been talking about as to documents and forms, especially to nominate and so on, you can get them on that WhatsApp line.
Muruti, 078 again?
Oh, 078-910-2593.
All right. Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto us. And it's time for the body of Christ to get positioned. Especially in these days, we need to be positioned well and do occupy kaneti, as he says we ought to, until he comes. And thank you so much for empowering us on this. I'm going to ask Muruti to just pray for like South Africa, number one, praying for the elections that are coming, and that God's peace might reign throughout South Africa as we see a lot of campaigning happening, people going in and out of court to argue whatever cases in the preparations for the 29th of May, and also for God's peace to reign on the day and even during the counting of the ballots and even after with the coming in of the new parliament. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer? And family, I'm signing out. Next up, Germany, Johan Els, and we say hello to Germany. And you and I are meeting tomorrow in the morning at 9 o'clock up until 11. Muruti, what do we say to the Lord in prayer?
Let's pray. And Father, in the name of Jesus, South Africa belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, you have created it, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be inhabited. And you said to the church, Lord God Almighty, we are here to disciple this nation. And Father, as the ones who are disciples of this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are bringing South Africa before your throne room of grace. We are praying, Father, let your hand be revealed. We pray that move the hands, Father, in the name of every voter, so that, Lord, through those hands, you can pick up, Lord, in the people after your heart. Father, your word says righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to everyone. Father, your word says when the righteous are in charge, there's, Lord, the joy in the land. Father, let all the years of mourning in the name of the grieving, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, come to an end. Father, we pray that, Lord God Almighty, let there be peace. We speak the peace of God over the elections in the name of Jesus Christ. We arrest every form of darkness, every form of deception. We arrest every form, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, that would want to destabilize, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the land of your choice, Father. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every force of darkness against the elections and the smooth running. We seek your peace because you are the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, give us the best elections, Father, after your heart. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless, Father, Radio Pulpit, Father, family, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in all this, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
And amen. May God keep keeping you, Muruti, and may he bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be talking to you very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, sir.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.